Hello, Luis. Is this better?
Yeah, better. Speak this
better.
Thing.
Great. Big difference. Okay, yeah. So I was saying that I'm going to start you off fresh. So whatever day you pay, I'll give you 30 days on the back end. So you don't have to worry about any past payments or anything like that. We'll just start you off fresh, okay?
Okay, but you say 149, 150.
Yes, that's what I would recommend, because if you do the $49, all that does is it keeps your website open, right? And that's not going to be the best for you. So I think the best would be the 149 package.
But that 149, oh, okay, that one you say, with that one when do you think I'm going to be in the first page?
Yeah, so that one is including the first page placement on Google. Since your account's been suspended and canceled for a while, the technicians will have to go in and update all of the algorithm updates that Google sent over ever since January 19th until now. So we would get you all caught up and get you back on the first page. So right now, everything is still up and running. You still have your Google page. You still have all the directories. But because that active programming stopped, that's affecting you, right? So once, you know, you pay, they're going to go in and they're going to catch up on everything. Plus, the website is still up, but there's the big orange banner at the top saying that it's no longer active. So that orange banner will come down to off of artisticconcreteappleton.com.
Yeah, and something else is something if they can please, because now the season is coming, so that's going to be good. And I'm looking to see if I can then in the first phase, that's going to be excellent. You know, and maybe even when I have a little bit of money, pay a little bit more to campaign or whatever. But something for me important is like, because last time they called me, the time that they called me like 2 hours ago. 2 hours from here. So I want to go to just one more local, like Fox Valley, like around Appleton.
Okay.
And then Green Bay, pretty much. So, you know, because
if
they...
Fox Valley and Appleton, right?
Yes, that's it. Because before they had me like 2 hours from here. You know, like I should... Pretty much just Fox Valley and Appleton, that's what I want. And then also, if it's ways to... I don't know how this works, Tina, because this is my cell phone, okay?
Okay.
But if this ways to just leave this telephone, because also if somebody comes to my phone, sometimes they can get into because they have to go to the 993 or whatever. You know, and that's the thing sometimes, man, how, I don't know, because I try to answer and nobody answered me here. So I don't know if
I see.
Yeah, many times I answer nobody, no. So they, I don't know if there's ways to just leave my phone and then pretty much because even this way, okay? I know you have that nice system like a phono.
Yeah.
So just give me the customers that they're looking for something, right? So can be nice when I have a lot of customers.
Yeah.
But because I don't have no one, even from Menards, because I have my business cards in all Menards.
Yeah.
It's okay. It don't sometimes before the way I was working, it's just like people call me and then I put appointment. Mm-hmm. And even they call me just to ask about floor. But when I was there, I say, hey, I can do your garage. I can do your mulch or whatever. So it's okay. People sometimes call me just to get information. But I get some work from them, you know.
Okay.
Because I know the phone work excellent when you have a lot of calls. But the way that how was working last year with for me, when they make that kind of system, nobody called me because I don't have really traffic. You know what I mean? Only I know the phone is only to make the pretty much the customers that they really want the work. That's the one that you let it go to me. But I'm very small and really people don't call me too much. So I think it's better just leave it open. And when I have more work, I try to select or go with that system when I have more movement in my website and my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think so.
Definitely. So,
because before, the way that I make it bigger, like artistic concrete and artistic creation, I went in a magazine here and also Menards, so people from Menards go to my website and then call me. All Menards, like, drive around. So that kind of traffic is going to help me to go, to get more, more movement, you know, and even like every customer, like now I'm making a little bit job, like fixing the doors. I tell my customers, please give me a review. So I think that kind of traffic for now, I think it's better just have it open so people can talk directly with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even
so
if they don't need.
They require for us to reactivate this to have the call tracking number on there. And that's just so that you can see the results that you're getting from the program. However, the old call tracking number that you have is probably not going to be used, because once the account cancels, we only have a short 2-week window to get the same number. But we can absolutely get you another one. And if you want to interact with the clients in real time through that number, you can download the Local Splash app on your phone. It's a free app. It's through the Android and the iPhone store. And once you put the Local Splash app on your phone, you would log in with the same credentials, the username and password that you have for your account dashboard. And then every time somebody calls you, or texts you, or messages you from the site, you'll get that on your phone. You'll get it in real time.
Good. That's what I want. But please, because I got another telephone, if it's not too difficult for you, redirect me the app where I have to go, because I don't have any information anymore. And then I imagine if they have another number, I mean, whatever, I imagine that's going to be in my website, right? They don't want to leave the same that they have before.
Correct. Once this reactivates, we'll get the new call tracking number up, and then we'll update it everywhere. We'll put it on the website. We'll put it on Google, Apple Maps, Yelp, all the directories that we have for you. So everyone will start using that new number for your business, but it will still forward over to your cell phone. That's the way you want it, right? You want it to go to this number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we can do that. But question, before we had, let's see here. Your number is the 920-903-4176. Is that the cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then so when we get the call tracking number, we'll get another one with the 920 area code, right? Because you want to stay close to the Pax Valley and Appleton only?
Yes.
Okay, so when we take off the Facebook ads, which is what makes it 149, that will help you not get calls from farther away, because the Google listing is already pinned on the map to Appleton, which means you'll show there and some of the immediate surrounding areas. But if you got calls before from 2 hours away, that was probably because the Facebook ads were running in a radius for you. Sometimes people say, I want a 50-mile radius or a 100-mile radius. So if that's the case, you can do it with the Facebook ads. But with the Google ads, it's very local, or with a Google placement, I should say, very local. So that will fix that problem, you know, by itself. So,
yeah, because later, let's say, because I'm going to start looking for work everywhere. You know, I put in my business cards everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say maybe next month, I'm going to run a campaign, because actually here is your call. So I'm just waiting for, let's say, this, but now it's like almost 50. So I hope maybe by the end of this month, I hope be better, and then I'm going to try to run a campaign.
Yeah.
And Google and Facebook. As soon as I get a little bit money, I'm going to start making some campaigns, because this year I want to be busy. And I know that's the key.
We could bundle your service when you're ready with Google Ads. That would be excellent for you, because Google Ads run at the very top of the page, and they're local or they're far away. You decide where you want them to run. But the reason they're so successful is usually it's the first thing that the client will see on the page, and we would put a call to action to it. So for the best, you know, concrete company in the area, call Artistic Concrete now, or we could put special offers on it. So if you're a new customer, call right now for 5% off for new customer. Or we're running a special for President's Day, and you could get, a special deal. So whatever type of offers you would like, we could do that if you do the Google paid ads. But what I would say is do the $149 package first. And then once you start making some money off of it, then you can call me or I could follow up with you, and we could always put those Google ads on later. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say, because I'm finishing this little job, so I don't know if I want to make, if I make it today to, because they close by 5. I think
okay.
By 5:30. But if not, tomorrow the bank is open until noon. So tomorrow I can go and put money. And then, let's say Monday you can run the payment. I don't know how, because I'm putting cash, so it's not check. So let's say Monday you run the payment.
I can set it up for Monday. Yes, we're closed Monday for President's Day, but I can create the invoice for Monday. No problem. Question, though, is it still going to be the visa ending in 3027, or is that card no good?
No, it is the same. I mean, let's see. Come on, check it. Because,
let's double check, because if not,
it's my business.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the only problem, and believe me, I already told you about my IRS.
Yeah.
And then I don't have a time to check, because actually they owe me money, but I mean, because they just took in money from my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to really to do my taxes before, but whatever I put that right there, they take it. This is ending 3027.
Okay, so 30, it ends 30, in 3027. That's what I have at expiration. Is it still
1128?
Because sometimes they'll change the expiration. Okay, and 216 on the back?
Let's see. I think so. 216.
Okay, so that's the same info that we have. So I'll create the invoice for Monday, and I'm looking at the calendar. Monday is actually the 16th. So we'll process this on the 16th. And then what I'll do is I will call you, when I come in on Tuesday, I'm going to push the next billing out till March 16th. So you'll be paid in full all the way until March. And then you can, each month, your payments would just always run on the 16th of each month, okay?
But also, please send me the information where I can go to the Splash. And also,
yes.
I don't remember who to get into, but I mean, please, you can help me with that, because I want to, to be more, see if I can learn some of my kids.
That makes me happy, Luis, because I always tell people the more interactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. So that's great. If you have some time to download the local Splash app and be more interactive with your dashboard, you'll get much better results. I'm going to send you the login right now, but if you try to log in before Monday, it won't let you in. It's just going to say that the account is... Yeah,
and also send me the password, because I don't remember.
Yep, I just sent that to you. But again, wait until after the payment processes on Monday, and then we'll be able to get you all up to speed, and you can log into the app, and you can use the username and the password that I just emailed you and I texted it to you to log in. But of course, if you have any questions, you can call me. Now, let me see here. Okay, so you should be good to have this reactivated on Monday. So I'll circle back to your account on Tuesday morning when we return to the office, just to make sure that the payment went through. So
you think after that, maybe I won't see again my name that right there, maybe in a week in the Google, because I was looking for country and say, I don't see it.
It might take a little bit longer. Normally starting fresh, they say 45 to 60 days. For you, your account's only been canceled for a shorter time. So I would give it maybe 2 to 4 weeks just to be safe. But it might get back up there quicker, right? But if not, just be a little bit patient with it, because we'll get, we're going to give you the best results for sure, because that's where most people hire from, is from the first page of Google.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a nice weekend coming up, too. Okay, Louis?
You too. Thank you, Tina. Bye.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye.